get ready to pay more money. Now, we talked about this before, and a lot of people loaded up on coffee. That could be responsible for it. Not just our listeners and our viewers. I don't think they created a run on coffee globally. but anything you like, anything you appreciate, and even the things you don't like and appreciate, like paying utilities and gasoline, up, up, up. This fucking guy, this administration is the worst ever. Jimmy Carter is drinking heavily. There's no lack of champagne at his house. Every night he drinks. Can you believe it? I'm not the worst president, modern president ever. This guy's unbelievable. He's such a lightweight and a criminal. Biden and his whole family. It's national embarrassment. They are a national embarrassment. They're an international embarrassment at this point. And we're just getting started. We're 9 months in. It's 4 years of this.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
We should play a little Johnny Paycheck. Why not? It'd be the only paycheck you might be getting. Radio Clash is a Thursday song. Snuck in here. How about a little paycheck?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
This is great. I love this. That's why fucking America is the best. The people make it the best, not the government. Fuck's sake. That ship has sailed. There are 500,000 more self-employed Americans since COVID-19 began. 500,000, folks. That's no fucking joke. You want to lock people in their houses? You want to push them around? You want to take their businesses? You want to deliver one economic blow after another to millions of Americans? Oh, no problem. We'll start our own businesses. We'll jump into the entrepreneurial pool we've never jumped into. Why not? And take this job and shove it. And take your mandate and shove it up your fucking ass, too. That's a quote from my grandma's. Kids, if you're out there listening, it's Christmas time. Take it easy. It's a family show, okay? You have to blame things on your relatives every now and then. The number of unincorporated self-employed workers has risen by 500,000 people since the start of the pandemic. Now, that's a real stat that idiots like Kramer should be talking about. Not saying that 500,000, he's hung. 500,000 Americans have died from COVID. Fucking prove it. Says who, Fauci? Get the fuck out of here. That's an increase of 6% in the self-employed bracket. That's a lot of people, folks. Entrepreneurs applied for federal tax identification numbers to register 4.5 million new businesses from January through October this year, up 56% from the same period of 2019. That's nothing to shake a stick at, I'll tell you that right now. Let's see what we got here. I have a feeling, are we in the home stretch here? I think we're in the home stretch. We got good songs at the end of this show, and we, again, are producing two different podcasts for our different audiences on our different platforms. Dude, he's drinking now. He's got the champagne out now. I don't think so. No champagne for me. There's a lot of work to do. between now and the end of the year. Just trying to get to Christmas. A little Merle Haggard, as we listened to earlier. If we make it through December, well, that is the goal. And whether you wanted to be here or not, welcome to December. Lot more self-employed people. That's encouraging. Well, when you get, you know, pushed around enough, you say, you know what? I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to try to do some things. I have to try something. And I was taught a long time ago, people make big changes, positive changes in their lives for two reasons, inspiration or desperation. And sometimes it's hard to recognize the difference between the two based on your situation, etc. But the government has no problem creating a lot of desperation. And I don't think those 500,000 people are creating businesses because they're inspired. I think they're creating those jobs because they're desperate. Good luck to all those folks. FAA accidentally releases information on 704 previously unknown flights taken by Epstein's planes. Oh, is that it? Why would they accidentally release it? Why didn't we know about it before? Oh, because I said yesterday in the first part of the show, you're not supposed to know anything about the rich and famous people. They can point to the fact that they're fucking flying around on Epstein's jets. It's all a big fucking cover-up. And today, well, I think there's one more story we'll see what we get to. And I told you folks, nothing major is going to come out of this trial. Maybe a few tidbits here and there will throw you a little bit of red meat. You have to listen to yesterday's show, Pain in the Morning, if you want the skinny on that. Of course, the FAA only tells you how many flights suspiciously missing are the names of the passengers on those flights. They'll drop a couple breadcrumbs here and there, but they won't give you the real good stuff. Don't you want to know who was on the flights? Ghislaine Maxwell. Her trial is underway. And a former pilot of these guys testified today. I think he's just getting warmed up. The testimony of Lolita Express pilot continues today. And yesterday, the first witness called in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial was the pilot of the infamous Lolita Express, which flew Epstein and whoever he was palling around with at the time to be disgraced financier's private island. The list of those who flew with Epstein, according to testimony of the pilot, includes Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew. I told you, folks. They're all fucking of the same cloth, the same ilk. Nobody special down there that separates themselves from anybody else. There are the haves, and there are the have-nots. And there's you, and there's them. And there's the big club, and there's you. Your favorite trading card politicians and favorite trading card heroes on your so-called side of the aisle are nothing more than a mirage. The rich are the rich. They continue to get richer. The poor and middle class, well, the middle class are now part of the poor and continue to get poorer. The pilot, Lawrence Visaki Jr., was hired by Epstein in 1991. He was asked Monday about Epstein's relationship with Maxwell, which he called couple-ish but not romantic. Who gives a flying fuck, no pun intended, about their relationship? What is this, the fucking dating game? Who's the U.S. attorney? Who's the prosecutor, Chuck Woolery? Did Maxwell pick a bachelor number two because he had an airplane? Bachelor number two, what would you do if we went on a date? I'd take you on my plane to my private island with a bunch of young bitches. Ooh, bachelor number three, what would you do? Hey, bachelor number three, you there? The show's over. Bachelor number two wins. They're going to turn this into the fucking dating game. I wouldn't even characterize their relationship as romantic, the pilot said during direct examination on Monday. Thank God that Maureen Comey, Jim Comey's daughter, is handling this prosecution with such pressing questions. This is a fucking episode of The Bachelor now. The pilot, however, did note the relationship was more personal than business. Didn't I tell you that this fucking trial was going nowhere? What is it? What is going on here? Vasaki said that he never witnessed Maxwell and Epstein hold hands or kiss. The fuck out of here. Folks, this is a sham. They were trafficking kids. They raped kids. It's fucking... There are hundreds of victims. Hundreds of victims that are not represented in the indictment. Either indictment, either Epstein's indictment or Maxwell's indictment. I implore you to listen to yesterday's show, Tuesday's Pain in the Morning. I did, I don't know, 50 minutes on the sham this is. And I said, nothing's going to come out of it. Maybe a little tidbit here and there. Ooh, Trump was on the plane today. Drudge had it in red. The only thing missing was the siren. Trump was on Lolita Express. So fucking what? You guys, everybody's flipping out. I told you guys there's no difference to these fucking people. They're all the same. Once you realize that, you're going to be better equipped to handle what these people throw at you. There's nobody in that club gives two fucks about you. If this is what it takes for you to realize that, well, then it's a good thing. What does that have to do with the matter at hand? These guys were pimps. They were pimps. But now we're worried about whether Maxwell and Epstein held hands or kissed. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? The Justice Department will turn this in to a dating game fucking Bachelor episode. It's nothing to do. The entire thing is a sham. It's a distraction. And it will be treated as such. And the prosecution has prepared it as such. And I don't give two fucks about whether Maxwell and Epstein were couple-ish, but not romantic. Hundreds of victims. Hundreds of victims not represented will never see justice in this case. Lives have been ruined. Women have stepped off ledges and killed themselves. Of course, these are just the victims we know about. They say that only 10% of the victims really in these situations are really known or have the chutzpah or the fortitude to come forward. If we know that there are at least 120, 130 victims, what does that say? Thousands of girls? Could be young boys as well. Thousands. Thousands of victims. And the FBI was cutting deals with Epstein. That's what I want to know. And Maxwell, what kind of deals did they cut with these people? Why were they allowed to operate for 30 or 40 years? A protection racket, a blackmail racket. Why were they allowed to do that? With official licensing from the Justice Department and the FBI. Oh, I'm sure they won't bring that up. Let's focus on the romantic interludes of these two fucking criminals. Alleged. I'll throw that in there for the hell of it. Why not? What do you expect when Comey offspring is running the fucking... Doesn't even matter. Whether it was Comey or anybody else. Comey's daughter or anybody else. It's a protection racket. the same Justice Department who cut deals with a fucking child trafficking rapist, Epstein, is now has his pimp on trial. And believe me, the Justice Department will do whatever they can to distract you from the fact that their fucking hands are in on this scheme and have been for a long time. It's one disgrace after another, folks. There is no justice in this country. There is no Justice Department in this country. The entire trial was made to cover up and to protect the rich and famous. Plain and simple. Just like when the FAA accidentally releases records, there are no names. Why don't we know the names of every asshole who was on these flights? Why don't we know what the government does? Have you seen any of those people arrested? That's all you need to know. No arrests have been made since Epstein was pinched and since Maxwell were pinched. Now, one arrest has been made as a result of all the evidence they took from all the different places, from all the fact witnesses they had come in and give testimony privately against these two criminals. Now, one additional arrest has been made. They haven't even questioned Prince Andrew. Haven't even questioned him. It's a sham. You understand that? A sham. Don't get sucked in. Hell of a show. Feel good about it. As we are on a quest to listen to Merle Haggard. If we can make it through December, folks. We appreciate you folks, especially the folks on pain.tv. Jump in there. We got the hot wire coming tonight. It's taking longer than we expected, but it's going to be a good one. And that's all I can tell you about it. So we're looking forward to bringing the heat on a Wednesday night. And also, the Young Bucks implore me to remind you, be on pain.tv. If you enjoy this show, share it with somebody that you care about. You think that they could benefit from it, share it with them. Word of mouth is really how we grow and how we continue to expand and reach other folks. And if you feel so inclined, the Young Bucks, tell people to leave reviews on Apple Podcasts so you can do that as well. I get in trouble from these youngsters if I don't say that. So I say it whenever I can remember. Usually by the end of the show, I just feel pretty gassed and I just, we're out of here. We're done. I know tonight was a long show, but I feel that we had some fun and we did a number of things. So we get to do it tomorrow twice. What could be better than that? Take care of yourself and God bless you.
Looking out at the rain, sitting down by my window, just looking out at the rain. Some came along. 100 grand. like a ball and chain. Looking out at the rain. Some came along, honey grabbed a hold of me. and it felt like a ball and chain. This can't be, well, no, this can't be in vain. No, 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 yeah. And all said, oh, 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 baby, well, this can't be, oh, baby, 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 not in vain. No, 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 I said, no, 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 no. Tell me, come on, tell me why, what, tell me why, oh baby, tell me why love, oh honey, why love is like, well, it's like a ball and in a chair.